This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Julie Kane. Many Bay Area place names have Spanish origins. Look no further than the Mission District we just heard about. But some names in this area predate the arrival of Europeans. There's Coloma in the Gold Country, Petaluma in Sonoma, and Alima in Marin County. Those names come from our region's native people. An East Bay town with a similar word construction, Orenda, would appear to also derive from a native term. But that's far from true. Far, far from true. As we'll find out in this installment of The Source. Here's KALW's Stephen Short with that story.
Meet Kay Norman.
I'm Kay Norman, and I'm a past president of the Orenda Historical Society.
She's still involved with the society in various capacities.
But mostly work with third graders and take them on Orenda history tours.
Present-day Orenda wasn't established until the 1920s, but students on her tours learn about local events much older than that.
They're fascinated by such things as the fact that many millions of years ago, Orenda used to be under a shallow sea, and where they might be sitting might be where sea elephants swam by, and they, of course, they love things like that.
Sea elephants? Well, who doesn't? But if you want to know the difference between a sea elephant and an elephant seal, you'll have to stop by the Historical Society to hear that whole story. This story is going to skip ahead a few millennia to the early 1800s, when one John Marsh of Massachusetts arrived in California. Marsh is known as the first non-Hispanic white settler to live in what is now Contra Costa County, and he's thought to be the first person to practice Western medicine in California. He profited handsomely from his doctoring, and Kay Norman says,
he owned vast tracts of land.
Move forward a bit in time, and the rich doctor now has a daughter. Sort of like that scene in Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
She's beautiful, she's rich, she's got huge tracts of land.
And that daughter, named Alice, along with her huge tracts of land, caught the attention of William Cameron,
who was also a landowner in this area.
Young Alice was interested in young William, and they wed. But this is a story about Orenda. Remember Orenda? Well, Alice certainly did. And here's the connection. The new Mrs. Alice Marsh Cameron
was very interested in a 17th century English poetess named Catherine Fowler Phillips.
Phillips, the English poetess, formed a group called the Society of Friendship, inspired by a French idea that arrived in England in the 1630s.
And this was a group of people that got together and they talked about the classics, and they were very interested in the ideal woman writer, and they were very interested in friendship and what it meant to people, especially women's friendship to other women.
Now, the Society of Friendship wasn't a secret society, but there was some role-playing. Each member chose a poetic persona for the group, you know, like an avatar. Want to guess the name Catherine Fowler Phillips chose? Oh, go ahead. Guess.
As a matter of fact, Catherine Fowler Phillips chose the pseudonym of the Matchless Orenda.
The Matchless Orenda. Alice Marsh Cameron liked the name so much that when it was time to name her property in Contra Costa County, she called it Orenda Park.
So now we have not only one Orenda that we don't know where it comes from, the one in California, but we have this other one from England that we still aren't sure where it comes from.
That's correct.
It is known, however, that Alice Marsh Cameron owned a book of poetry by the Matchless Orenda. It's now in the collection of the Bancroft Library in Berkeley. But this English poetess didn't create the word Orenda. Where did she get it?
The first rumor I heard was that it was an Egyptian breadfruit.
Well, I'm wondering if it might be some kind of a term of endearment. You know, in French, they say, my little cabbage, mon petit chou, as an endearment. Maybe my little breadfruit might have been something.
Well, if anybody called me an old breadfruit, I don't think I would like it. But another idea was, if you look it up on Google, for instance, it says that the name is pronounced Orenda, like we do, but they say it's of Latin origin and possibly related to the Spanish word oro, meaning gold. Or it might be a variant of the Spanish word linda, meaning pretty.
There might be some validity to that. The town is located on land that was part of Spanish ranchos, and relics from the conquistadors have been unearthed in backyards. Some of those artifacts are on display at the Historical Society Museum. But Catherine Fowler Phillips, the matchless Orinda, would not have known any of this. So here's another clue. A history of Orinda was published in 1976. Edward de la Viaga, who developed much of the current town, including the golf course and country club, is quoted as remembering his family saying that the Camerons, you remember the Camerons with the huge tracts of land? The Camerons had taken the name from a book. But de la Viaga was a boy at the time, so this testimony would not be admissible in court, and perhaps not in this story either. Now, remember those sea elephants from millions of years in the past? The ones that swam where Orinda is today? Well, there's another Orinda connection worth mentioning, something those third graders won't hear on their tours. This is also from long, long ago, and far, far away. And we can most certainly eliminate this one. In the Star Wars saga, Orinda was a small mid-rim planet in the Arishi sector. It eventually became the capital of the Empire. But that's a different story entirely. And while that eliminates yet another possible source, it still doesn't get us to a solid answer. But think about it. Maybe that ambiguity is exactly the right answer for a place probably inspired by a poetess. In the matchless Orinda, I'm Stephen Short for Cross Currents.